you're listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get quick tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and a creative writing instructor. You can find out more about me at blairhurley.com. So this week's writing tip is dig out an old story and make it better. This week's tip is all about making use of the good writing work you've done already. I keep a folder on my computer called Unfinished Stories. Bits and pieces have a way of accumulating there. Half-finished thoughts and interesting openings that aren't going anywhere, or stories that I've gotten quite a ways on and then lost steam. Every now and then, though, instead of going straight to my current project, I try taking a little digital walk through the files there. I wade through the mediocrity and see what I've created and left to languish. And a lot of the time, I discover part of something that sparks something new in me. Maybe I got distracted by some new shiny idea and I let a story go by the wayside. Maybe I just didn't have the experience or the insight yet to tackle an ambitious idea, but I'm a different person now with new insights and I'm better able to bring that story over the finish line. Whatever it is, there are sometimes gems to be found in that folder, and those stories deserve the attention and hard work that the newest stories receive. I've rediscovered stories this way and eventually gotten them published, but it only happens if I'm willing to look at what I have and rework it using my new skills. I also think it's important to tidy and purge stories occasionally that aren't going anywhere. I'm a little obsessive about keeping my unfinished stories folder pristine, only filled with projects that excite me. The fact is, our writing is improving all the time if we're working at it, so I often grow impatient with work from a few years ago that just isn't up to my standards anymore. In that case, those dead-end stories get pushed to an archives folder. I can still dig them out anytime I like, but nothing has ever really made it out of there alive. So for this week's tip, try looking at your folder of unfinished work and pick one piece that still has a little spark of excitement for you. Look at this old story with the cold, calculating eye of an editor, a stranger. Try imagining that you've never seen this story in your life before. Are you intrigued by the opening page? Is there a question being asked here that still haunts you? If so, try promoting this story back to active duty. Work on streamlining it a bit, or try a radical change, like switching the perspective or cutting it in half. You might be surprised by what this old story is capable of becoming. So this week's reading recommendation is Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips. This book got a lot of attention last year, and I just enjoyed it so much. It's a really interesting experiment in perspective. It's set in a remote peninsula in Russia, and each chapter is from a different character's perspective. It's centered around the disappearance of two young girls, and we get to see the story from their perspective, from local townspeople, from the mother, from people who may have been witnesses to the event, and gradually it accumulates this vivid portrait of this remote part of the world. I really loved how it showcased how quickly you can set up character and get a reader engaged with that new character with each new chapter. Thanks for listening. The Writerly Bites podcast will be back with a micro tip to make your writing better. It's produced by me, Blair Hurley. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and visit the website at writerlybites.com. You can email me at blair@blairhurley.com with your favorite tips or questions about the writing life, which I'd love to tackle in future episodes.